I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News.
With you guys that are wearing gear, no more than 1 mile.
On the eve of one of the most active days of the year for firefighters in Montana, July 3rd, someone set fire to the Smith Valley Fire Department's Foy's Lake Station outside of Kalispell. On Sunday, firefighters from neighboring departments helped them out under the watch of South Kalispell Assistant Fire Chief Brian Carter.
If you guys start feeling faint, dizzy, anything like that, stop immediately. We have two.
Instead of gearing up to fight fire, volunteers from Smith Valley, South Kalispell, Marion, and Big Fork suited up in their moisture-trapping 35-pound suits on an 80-degree afternoon. They then walked a mile around the track at Legends Field in Kalispell in their gear to raise money for Smith Valley Department's repairs.
First of all, I appreciate you guys coming out here. It is
the fire hall was severely damaged in the burn, which destroyed an engine, a rescue vehicle, and equipment. Insurance will cover the bulk of the damage, but not everything. Carter says organizers of Sunday's fundraiser hope donations will cover the rest.
We've gotten a lot of good turnout, and we've raised a lot of money with it.
2 hours into the walkathon, Carter estimated 35 emergency responders from as far away as Big Fork had already finished the money-making mile. Each sought out sponsors for their walk, some getting backing of more than $1,000. Members of the community and other agencies also walked to raise funds.
Our goal was $20,000, and we are probably close, if not over, we hope.
Fire Chief D.C. Haas of the Smith Valley Fire Department says the investigation into who is behind the July 3rd arson remains ongoing. He says the lost equipment has had a significant impact on responding to emergencies along Highway 2 west of Kalispell.
So there's a time delay, there's equipment that's not in use, and it does affect that puzzle of helping our cooperators. So it has been a problem.
The way other departments and the local community have stepped up in his station's moment of need is humbling, he says.
We're the ones normally providing the help. It's amazing to see the help come into us.
Yeah, absolutely. So first thing, I'm putting on my hood.
I talked to Big Fork volunteer firefighter Tia Bacher as she got into her gear, including her oxygen tank and mask, before starting her walk.
I step into my boots. I always go right, left.
She went through fire academy with many of the volunteers at the Smith Valley station. Sweating through a mile with her gear is her way of showing support for her former classmates.
Well, we're like a family out here, you know, so if something happens to a family member, you gotta help each other out. It's what we do.
For 4 laps around the track, Bacher matches step with Carter and a dozen other firefighters. Tiffany Hamden, who volunteers for the Marion Fire Department, walks a few yards behind them. She came up with the idea for the sponsored walk after hearing about Smith Valley's fire.
I just came up with the idea that we should try to get all the fire departments together and maybe do a walkathon, try to raise some money to help them out, and just support each other. So,
how does it feel to be out here having that exact thing happen?
Oh, it's amazing that everybody got together to, you know, run around and take their time and help raise money, and it feels good.
It's a tentative tally, but Assistant Chief Brian Carter estimates the sponsored walk raised $10,000. He and others are hopeful private donations from local businesses and individuals will help hit their $20,000 goal. The donated funds will be used to purchase equipment like a defibrillator, extra hose, and oxygen tanks. Fire Chief D.C. Haas says he's in the process of negotiating reconstruction of the fire hall with contractors and working through insurance claims, but he hopes the Smith Valley Fire Hall will be up and running soon.
No one department can do it alone in Northwest Montana, so we rely on our neighbors to help us, and we want to be there to help our neighbors now.
In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.